Hey, freaks, it's Thursday, August 14th, 2014. Coming up on the program today, a new gator wants us to milk his titties. Plus, someone who doesn't approve of my anime faggotry. A man's desperate plea for someone to examine his dog's weird-looking asshole. And self-hating blacks on daytime TV. All of this plus your voicemails today on the Distorted View Show.
Meowness.
The new rush, all that dick up in her.
I bash his brains against the goddamn radiator.
Oi, pussy. Oi, pussy. Oi, pussy. Oi, pussy. Oi, pussy.
Cum farts.
You killed Martin Luther King. You niggas turn on each other. You stupid. You turn on me on your wizard. You dumb.
Hey guys, Tomenson with you, back for the Thursday edition of DV. Got a great program for you, lots of fun audio. But at the top of the program, let me just state this. Now, you guys know I've been becoming quite the anime fan recently. Not just any anime. You know, there are Japanese cartoons about powerful ninjas or fucking 50-story robotic mech fighters. Just bloody, violent anime cartoons. I don't care about any of that. Now, give me a cartoon about 13-year-old girls in their pretty makeup. I am glued to the television set. They have magical compacts they use to transform and communicate with one another. And they wear special earrings and fling hair scrunchies at bad guys. I am a giant faggot. Intro to Sailor Moon Crystal. New episode this Saturday, if you're interested. I've talked about Sailor Moon a few times on the show, and I'm not without my detractors. There are many of you who have labeled me a dork, a nerd, a loser, a fuckwit, queer shit stain. Someone called me Afterbirth. I'm assuming that's a bad thing. And all of this was before I even told you guys I liked Sailor Moon. So needless to say, some people just don't get anime. And that's okay. But then there's this guy who is taking his hatred of manga and Japanese cartoons to a new high decibeled level. I think someone must have raped him with a manga comic book or so. Just rolled it up real tight and crammed it up his white trash ass.
Damn right. I hate anime. You're damn right. I despise anime. You're damn right. I think anime is inferior to Western animation. And you're damn right. I am anti-anime.
This guy has already accomplished something few others have achieved. He has somehow already made himself look more like a loser than the people that are anime fans.
And you're damn right. I am anti-anime.
Anime!
I hate anime. But many of you have been asking, why do I speak so passionately about this subject? Why am I so passionate about this subject?
I bet you he doesn't like the eyes. Anime characters always have those big, sparkly eyes.
Why do I feel so much hatred for anime? And the answer is this. The answer is because many people who are anime fans are not really fans of anime. The only reason why they're fans of anime is because they want to hang out with a social group and make friends. Many people who like anime have a hard time socializing. They have a hard time making friends. They go to the conventions, dress up like a goof, and, you know, go to all the conventions, and they'll make friends very easy because all the other people are...
So he hates anime because anime fans aren't really fans. They're just doing it for the pussy? Is that right? I'm watching anime so girls will like me. That's not how it works. Kids don't watch anime to get popular. That's the fastest way to get accepted into a social group. Tell everyone you're big fans of Inuyasha.
Anime are very socially awkward, too. Geeks, the nerds, the losers. So they go there, and they say, well, if I have a hard time socializing, these people do too. So we'll make friends very easily. We'll all become friends.
Well, what's wrong with that? I have a sneaking suspicion that this guy is really an anime fan. He just doesn't like other anime fans.
This is how we make friends. And I'm here to tell you, you don't have to do that. You don't need that like anime to be able to make friends, because there's many other things you can like which are much better and much more cool than
Leave anime alone! I want it all to myself!
Anime, where you'll make much greater friends than the friends you'll make hanging out with the anime people. And you can, like,
I want to know more about this guy and how many friends he has.
Stuff like sports, especially professional wrestling. Professional wrestling fans are some of the nicest, friendliest, and most intelligent people around. So if you start to like professional wrestling, you can make a lot of friends. I'll be your friend, you know? There's so many great people like me, other people, so many great people out there who are fans of professional wrestling and we're friendly.
It's still real to me, damn it! He later comes out as a Warner Brother cartoon fan.
I love Western animation. I love Looney Tunes. Nickelodeon in the 90s. I love that stuff, you know? So become a fan of Western animation. Become a fan of sports.
He really wants you to stop watching anime and turn to Western cartoons and sports.
We're anti-anime. We hate anime.
He sounds like a cartoon character himself.
Anime. Anime. Anime.
Good news, guys. He has a lot of opinions, not just on anime. Politics? He's got a lot to say about politics.
What will be the legacy of Barack Obama? In my book, Barack Obama has left a legacy of debt, a legacy of recession, a legacy of unemployment, more people in poverty, America going straight down the toilet. A legacy of not being able to compromise with the other party. A legacy of not being able to get things done. And our overall legacy of just being a complete failure and a complete loser.
I love this guy. I've been looking. I've been scouting for some new talent. I would love to see this guy host his own podcast. Oh, yeah, so okay, he has some opinions on Obama. What about world issues, like what's going on in Israel?
Hamas is a bunch of animals. Dogs! They barely qualify as human beings. They act like savages, and all they want to do is destroy Israel. They're hell-bent on destroying Israel, and all Israel is trying to do is defend itself against these vicious, vile human beings. That's all they're doing. Israel is a good country. They're the Holy Land. They're doing good things.
Land.
And yet liberals say Israel's the bad one.
I don't care what he talks about. I just like his voice.
They're the bad guys in all this. Yeah, right. Israel is the only decent country in the Middle East.
I think the reason why he talks like this is because he really is a huge wrestling fan. And I think wrestlers talk like that, you know, when they're getting all riled up. I obviously don't sound as nerdy as this guy, but you get what I'm saying. As a matter of fact, here he is talking about the WWE. Now, even though he's a big fan of wrestling, he does have some criticisms.
Lately in the WWE, I have noticed that there are a lot of freaks running around on the loose. Freaks, psychopaths, weirdos, guys like the Wyatt family who are so evil, so mean, so psychopathic, they're a danger to everybody else. But they're not the only ones. There's also a guy like Stardust, a cross-dresser, drag wearer, freak of nature. I mean, Stardust, he used to be Cody Rhodes, but then he became the Stardust. And now he likes to wear drag. He likes to dress around, put on a woman's wig like his brother Goldust.
Everything this guy says is gold. He's also not afraid to talk about controversial social issues like feminism.
I have one question. If feminism is so good, how come it hasn't done anything to benefit me? You know,
you're a guy.
A lot of women say feminism is good. Oh, it gives women more rights, more empowerment, this and that. But what about men? How come it hasn't done anything to benefit men? I haven't received one benefit from the organization or the philosophy or whatever it is of feminism. I mean,
he's either an idiot or a really good troll. Now he's.
I used to always go around town and I would say I am a gamer. I would proudly go around town and say I am a man who loves video games.
Doesn't surprise me.
And everyone thought, there's Sherwin Stan. He's so cool, so hip, so suave. We want to hang around with him. And that's the way it was for so many years. But you know what has happened recently? Now, the term gamer does not have the same meaning You know why?
Why?
Because now a lot of gay people who like video games are saying they're gamers. You know, spelled differently.
Yeah, G-A-Y-M-E-R-S. Gay people who like to play games.
And gamers spelled G-A-Y-M-E-R. And so when I say I'm a gamer, a lot of people now say, oh, are you gay? Are you queer? Do you like men? Do men turn you on sexually?
By the way, if you didn't know, he's kind of anti-gay. I guess he considers himself to be a hardcore conservative Republican. So there you go, a new U-tard. Speaking of U-tards, I found a new gainer for us to laugh at. For those of you who don't know, gainers are people who just eat to gain weight. They want to gain as much weight as possible. This guy refers to himself as fatty.
Hey guys, I know it's been a while. Just here to give you a quick update. Been really busy eating, of course.
Yeah.
I'm now 310 pounds and I'm a big, big boy. Look at my moobs.
It's boobs.
I want them to get so much bigger.
Oh.
Boy.
He loves squeezing and playing with his titties.
I'm so fat and I love it.
Then he reaches down. He's only wearing, shorts. And he starts, pulling down his shorts. Not to his cock, but to his pubic puff area.
My fat pad.
He calls it his fat pad.
Growing, too.
Yeah, he likes that. Likes the rolls.
Milk me like a fat cow.
There it is. I was waiting for a highly quotable, replayable soundbite.
Milk me like a fat cow.
There you go. Just a little bit from a new gainer I discovered on YouTube. Moving on, I've got a clip here. This is insane, all right? So, this funeral home utilizes an answering service. So if you call the funeral home late at night, after business hours, you'll still get a live person. It's not going to be someone who actually works at the funeral home, but it's someone who can, take your information down and sort of help you a little bit, right? All right, so take a listen to this phone call. This is a guy calling the funeral home. He's hoping to speak to, a funeral director. Unfortunately, it's a little too late, but wait till you find out what he's calling about.
Hello?
Yes, how may I help you?
Yeah, I want to do, a place that does x-ray on dogs.
Okay.
They have a weird suspicion something's going on, and someone's been doing something to my dog or something.
Oh, I
hear that. But she's not dead or nothing.
She's right there. The woman should be like, I can't help. No one can help you here. I can't help you. The funeral home can't help you. We deal primarily with dead people, not living dogs.
Okay.
This guy wants to get an x-ray of the dog because someone, he thinks, he's suspicious because he's looking at the dog and he sees something wrong with its ass. He thinks someone's been messing around with the dog.
I probably want to try to get an x-ray or something.
All right. And you've checked with the veterinarian?
Where would I check at?
Okay. All right. Well, I'm just answering for the funeral home and crematory right now. What is your name, please?
My address, 150 Piedmont.
Well, I could have someone give you a call back. I'm just answering the phones right now. What is your name, please?
Oh, John. But, my pet ain't dead or nothing.
Okay.
But, I've seen some weird sickness stuff,
Someone's been surfing the internet.
And she shouldn't be looking where she's looking,
All right, what he's saying there is the dog, she shouldn't be licking places she's licking. Dog's licking its ass, which is something dogs do.
And she shouldn't be looking where she's looking, She ain't gonna die or nothing, but, I'm gonna get her checked out real bad.
Yeah. See if anyone's been molested, my sweet princess.
And what is your telephone number?
Okay, then he gives a number.
My phone number?
Yeah.
All right, John, I can have them call you back with more information. You were looking for them to recommend a veterinarian to?
Veterinarian?
Yeah, I don't think he knows what that word means.
Yes, you were mentioning x-rays for your job.
Yeah, what it has to do with, being molested on a dog or something.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think my dad actually was fucking my dog. Because her asshole's like red and pink.
Right, thanks for calling, John.
That's pretty much the end of the call. And at the very end, you're like, is this a real call or is this fake? But then I was thinking, this call goes on for 2 minutes. If this was like a prank call or something, wouldn't it have gotten to the funny part faster? It's possible, but it's also possible this could be real. Like, maybe this is going on in the South. I don't know where he's calling from. But, I've heard of weirder things. Than an old man fucking a dog.
Yeah, because I think my dad actually was fucking my dog. Because her asshole's like red and pink.
Real quick, guys, I'm sorry. This has nothing to do with pink assholes or whatever. And we'll get back into the show in just a second. But I keep seeing this name, Ariana Grande. And I know she's a musical artist. But for the life of me, I have never heard any of her music. I feel like I am so out of touch with what the kids are listening to. Is she really that popular? I'm looking at this video. It's got 175 million. Not 1,000. Not 175,000 views. 175 million views. And I have no idea what this song is. Take a listen. This is Ariana Grande. Never in my life have I heard this song. And I listen to the radio. You know, I don't know. Also, her name bugs the fuck out of me. What's interesting is the very first comment on this video, like this is like the top comment, Frank Frankie writes in, type 123 if you want to fuck Ariana Grande right in the pussy. That's Ariana Grande. I can't believe... Ariana Grande. That is not her real name. I'm Celestia Venti. I just keep hearing the name Ariana Grande, and then I am not familiar with any of her music. For someone who's got 175 million views, you'd think I'd hear it in passing. You know, on the radio. Yeah, I listen to the radio occasionally. You know, XM or whatever's in my car. Or on Spotify, you'd think it would pop up in someone's fucking playlist. Or on the in stores when they have the music piped through. Nothing. I've never heard any of this Ariana Grande bullshit. Plus, that music just sounds awful. Where's my 90s and early noughts music? Listen to this. Listen. This is real music here. She wrote this herself. She sings it.
Turn it inside out so I can see.
Oh, Michelle Branch. You know how many...
The part of you that's drifting over me.
You know how many hits this song has or how many views? Keep in mind, Ariana Grande had 174 million. This is posted on her official page, Michelle Branch's official stupid YouTube page. 191,000.
When I wake, you're never there. And when I see you, everywhere.
Ready? She's gonna rock out right here.
You're everywhere.
Boom, down, down, down. Yeah. There's some substance to this music.
Tell me how we got this far.
Yeah, you tell me, Michelle, how we get this far.
Tell me why you're here
and who you are. Cause every time I look, you're never there. Where the fuck is he going?
Every time I see, you're always there.
Here we go.
Cause you're everywhere to me. And when I close my eyes, it's you I see. 2, 3.
Take it out. Yes! That's how you sing a song. Thank you, Michelle Branch. Let's go. Michelle, you and me, let's go find Ariana Grande and beat the fuck out of her. Knock some sense into that twat's face. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. I really do kind of like that Michelle Branch. She's got some good tunes. All right. It's a very... Well, when was she popular? Like in the mid-2000s? All right, one more clip and then we will get into the news. Enough of this. Do you guys know who Trisha is? She is some British bitch who has a talk show. Bonus, she likes to keep it trashy. On a recent episode, she featured a black woman who hates herself, and she wants to be white.
Okay. This is Desmond. Now, Desmond and his wife, Tanisha, are married 3 years. They have three beautiful children.
All black. Black, black. Black, black, black. Husband black. Wife black. Children black, black, black.
The problem, well, Desmond says Tanisha is obsessed with being white. In fact, Tanisha moved her...
Why wouldn't you want to be white? Being white is so great. Being black is awful. Police shoot you for no reason. You're stuck with being poor and enjoying horrible foods and drinks.
Family from Chicago to rural Iowa.
So a black person moving to rural Iowa. That is surprising.
To get away from her black neighborhood. Now, she even wears a blonde wig and blue contacts to blend in around town. But
here's the thing. There's one thing that makes her stand out in a sea of whites, right? Blonde hair looks great on her, looks very nice. The blue eyes, great. But it's the rest of her body that gives her away as a black person. The black skin.
Worst of all, Desmond suspects his wife is secretly having an affair with a white sugar daddy.
Oh.
Now, here's a glimpse into the mindset of Tanisha.
Almost 3 years ago, I decided to move from Chicago to Iowa to escape the black community.
She still sounds a little black. I can tell she's working on it.
I decided the lifestyle of the white community in Iowa was the way I wanted to live. I don't care for the black race. I think the white race is more educated, civilized, and sophisticated.
Now she sounds like a white bitch.
I'm embarrassed to be black. I want the white race to embrace me and treat me as if I was white. Because I think and I act white. My family thinks that I should be ashamed of myself because I think and I act white. But I'm not going to be who they want me to be.
And do you really think white society is going to accept you?
Because when I'm with them, I have to act ghetto. And I hate it. My husband...
Why aren't there any more Cosby blacks? It seems like it's all just ghetto blacks now. Cosby was really trying to say, you know, in the 80s with his sitcom, look, you can be black and act normal, right? You don't have to act all ghetto. You can wear sweaters. I feel like we need a new Cosby. We need a new black person to look up to, for blacks to look up to.
My cousins think that I have a white sugar daddy, but I don't. He's just a good friend that takes care of me. I think white...
By giving me money and goods in exchange for sex.
Men are better providers. And if I...
Oh, what was that? She thinks white men are better providers?
Care of me. I think white men are better providers. And if I...
They stick around longer, that's for sure.
With one, I would have a different life.
Wow. Desmond, does Tanisha talk like that at home or act like that?
Yeah, she does. She done lost her mind. She thinks she's Malibu Barbie.
She wears
the wig, yes.
Yeah. And the blue...
Damn ho done lost her mind. I like this guy.
Contacts.
And the blue contacts.
What do you think of that?
She lost her damn mind.
So later on, I'm going to fast forward a bit here. We bring the Malibu Barbie out, as her husband calls her. And Trisha asks, are you racist?
Oh, yes.
Just think about it.
You're right.
You can have anything around blacks. If they see you with it, they want it. You can't.
Do you think you're like...
They'll steal it.
Would it be better if you were married to a white guy?
I mean, my life would be different.
In what way?
We probably would have had a better house. We probably would have had a better car right now. You know, his credit scores probably would be super high right now. Yes, indeed. Credit scores.
You are literally crazy.
Okay, I am crazy.
She's generalizing, but there's a little bit of truth to what she's saying, right?
I'm being honest with you. I'm being who I think that. Can I just ask you, do you feel uncomfortable with
our audience? We have so many black people in the audience. Does that worry you at all?
No, because there's security here.
Wow. Bitch, you're going to need it. I wonder if they do like a lie detector test to tell if she's really, cheating on her husband. Trisha asks her about her family, if she's embarrassed by her cousins and stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why?
Yes.
Why? They are ghetto.
What happens when they come to your parties that you have with all these white folk? Do they mix with them?
No, I did that before and it didn't turn out right.
Why?
So now you live and you learn.
She sits them out there
I told you, the white folks party first.
You live in
and then the rest of the family
exactly.
comes.
Well, what's wrong with you?
So once all the white people leave, then the black folks can come, and they can eat the leftovers.
Cousins being there, how do they act?
They want to take food home. People can't come and eat. So as soon as they get there, black folks always...
See, like, the black people in the audience are laughing, and they're, like, kind of, like, nodding, like, yeah, that's what we do. But, you know, it's kind of endearing. Come on.
Hey, look, what are you saying? Hey, let's listen.
Yes. Every time they come over, they got to take a plate home for their cousin, their auntie. They don't even live with none of them. They got to take food home every time they come over to my house. And then when my guests come, there's nothing to eat. I don't have
time. Do they drink?
They're your guests. It's for everybody.
Exactly. Eat while you're there.
You come back, you miss the food, period.
Don't take no food out of my house.
Do they drink?
Yeah. They will drink you up on that house in the home. Do you understand me? And not put on anything.
That's called partying.
Do they make...
Notice at the beginning, during like the little package, intro where she's the blonde black woman is sort of describing why she wants to be white. She's trying to sound like a white person, but during this part of the interview, her blackness is really coming out.
Embarrassed.
Of course. Every time we go in to any club or anything, they got a problem. Want to dance all nasty, all on the floor popping. Who does that?
Who does that? Black people. Your people.
It's called having fun.
Own it. Enjoy it. Be proud of it.
Okay. It's about classiness. They're not classy enough. All right.
By the way, at the end of this episode, and I'm not going to play it because it's not worth playing, she actually did take a lie detector test, and she passed everything. She never slept around. She didn't move to Iowa to be with a guy. She doesn't want to divorce her husband. She wouldn't divorce her husband. All those things came up true. She just doesn't want to be black. Just let her be white. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, I'm fucked up news right now. If you like Distorted View Daily, I urge you all to support this stupidity. Go to superfreaksideshow.com and sign up for a membership to the Sideshow. Get full access to the entire archive of programs. I've been at this since December 2004, so there are thousands of shows for you to go back and listen to. Plus, every week we do extended programs, exclusive shows, try to do video casts for you as well. Tomorrow, I will be back with another exclusive show. We did an exclusive show yesterday, and then I've got more exclusive content planned for you this weekend. It's a great time to sign up. And don't forget, not next week, but the week after, going to be an entire week of Sideshow exclusive content. So if you're not a member, you're not going to get any Distorted View Daily. So please sign up right now, support the program. You can also support Distorted View by donating to DV. Go to distortedview.com for that, and also check out our store at distortedview.com where you can purchase t-shirts, posters, mugs, all sorts of cool stuff. All right, 3 week stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, an Oregon man high on meth fought off 15 police officers. So meth isn't all bad. You know, when you're on it, you can do cool shit, like fighting off, like it's 15 against one, and you're able to hold your own. Meth is incredible.
Hi, I'm Crystal Meth.
Hey girl! Why don't you and me take on the cops? I feel like I could beat the fuck out of an army!
Go meth! Go meth!
Thank you, meth. You know, when you see these meth PSAs, these people are disfigured looking, right? Their hair falling out in clumps. No teeth in their heads. But there's good things about it, too. It gives you super strength. Andrew Frey, 37, exposed himself to a bartender at Iggy's Bar and Grill on December 22nd before he began pleasuring himself. There's absolutely no way he would be able to climax on meth. That's a real problem, because he's just going to keep jerking off and keep jerking off for hours and hours while he beats... He's beating up police as he's masturbating. He moved to the bathroom where he continued his inappropriate behavior before police were called to the scene. Deputy Peter Walker was first at the scene. He used a taser on the suspect. Let me guess, it didn't work. Well, he had to use the taser multiple times, but it had absolutely no effect on him. The two then got into a fight. Keep in mind, the guy is still masturbating before police reinforcements arrived at the bar. It took more than 15 police officers from three different forces to finally arrest Frey, who was taken to a local hospital for assessment. He's being held on charges of public indecency, resisting arrest, and theft of services. He told officers he has no recollection of the incident, but admitted he did take a little meth. A taste of meth. This is why they say meth, not even once. All right, second story we have for you today. A 53-year-old woman has been arrested after police said she tried to poison her roommate and her boyfriend. Upset that the boyfriend had broken up with her because why did the boyfriend want to break up with her? Guys, think long and hard about this. We've got a roommate, a boyfriend, and a woman. The woman's upset that the boyfriend broke up with her. You think maybe it was because the girl slept with the other roommate? No. You'd think that, but no, you'd be wrong. The boyfriend broke up with her because she was having sex with her roommate's two German shepherds. Over and fucking over. Sheriff deputy said Sherry Walters' roommate walked into a shed in Albuquerque in late July at their shared home and found Walters having sex with one of the animals, according to a criminal complaint filed Thursday. The roommate, who police said was shocked, so the roommate did not condone this behavior. The roommate, who was shocked, walked back into the home and waited for Walters to return. Walters returned to the home and admitted to having sex with the dog, Spike. The roommate then told Walters' boyfriend, who promptly broke up with her because she was having sex with the dogs. The three were having dinner later that evening, and how could you have dinner with someone who fucking dogs? I feel like that would kind of monopolize the dinner conversation. That's all I would be able to focus on. It just seems like a lot of shit went down. You know, like, the roommate discovered, walked in on the girl having sex with his German shepherd. Then, the roommate told the boyfriend broke up with the girl, and then they all decided to have dinner? Had to have been a very awkward supper. All right, so the three were having dinner later that evening, and both the roommate and Walter's ex-boyfriend said they noticed that the water they were drinking was strangely colored. If water isn't clear, don't drink it. Why would you notice that after you drank it? Oh, this water's not clear. It's a strange color. No one in this article is very smart. All right. So they noticed at some point that the water was strangely colored and that the food they were eating tasted different. Both alleged victims reported some minor symptoms after eating the food, which Walters later told them was laced with toilet bowl cleaner and rubbing alcohol. Walters told her ex-boyfriend that she had been having sex with dogs since the tender age of 14. Keep in mind, she's now 53. So she's been banging dogs for a long, long time. Walters was sent to the University of New Mexico Hospital for mental evaluation, and she's now being held at the Metropolitan Detention Center on $20,000 cash bail. She faces criminal charges of animal cruelty and assault with the intent to commit a violent felony. A vet examined both animals and found minor injuries as well as unusual symptoms in one of the dogs that could indicate sexual abuse. The roommate and ex-boyfriend require additional medical treatment as a result of having ingested the chemicals. Finally today, freaks. This is a short one from Seattle. Public nudity by itself will not get you arrested in Seattle. Good to know. But police say one woman turned her nudity into indecent exposure. How? Find out at 11. That would be a great teaser for the news. She turned her nudity into indecent exposure when she committed a sex act with a Beacon Hill family's lawn furniture. I don't know how she fit a patio table in her cunt. According to police, nudity becomes criminal, if it causes a person to reasonably experience fear, alarm, or concern. Yeah, fucking lawn furniture would cause a little bit of concern. That was the case on August 4th when an extremely intoxicated 33-year-old woman wandered into a yard. Then, with several members of a family looking on in horror, police say the woman hiked up her dress and engaged in an intimate act with several lawn chairs. She then began urinating on the lawn before quite purposefully exposing her genitalia and then ass to the family inside of the home. The family called 911. That's the 911 call I would like to hear. And officers arrived moments later and arrested the woman. She was booked into King County Jail for indecent exposure. So there you go. That's what's happening in your world today, freaks. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, checking in with you freaks. If you have never called into the voicemail line, shame on you. Call, I'll be nice to you. First time callers, I'm always nice. It's the second and third time you have to be worried. 206-666-4463. Leave a message, comment on something we talked about, or just say hi.
Hello, Timothy.
Like this person.
All the disgruntled workers out there with co-workers that are just awful and we hate them.
Yeah.
Could you give us a little story from when you used to work with co-workers? It would truly mean a lot. I'd greatly appreciate it. Sincerely, Brendan from New York.
I can't think of anything off the top of my head. It's been so long since I've had coworkers. I will tell you one. I may have told this story before. Maybe it was during our big 7-hour marathon show or something, or 6-hour marathon show. I was working at this company that would process Medicare claims. And we all had, it was a big, huge room. We all had our own cubicle. And there was only like 3 or 4 printers in the room. And you would just print to the closest printer, right? So the closest printer to me was across the room, to my left, basically. Right, I had to get up. There's like a set of cubicles that I was in. There was like a little hallway type thing, and then another set of cubicles, and then like the window. And the printer was by the window, right? So I would be sitting at my desk, and I heard this noise over and over. It sounded like this. Hold on, right? Like this. Hear that? Like that. Like. And I couldn't figure out what that noise was. And so I go, I print out some paper or whatever, and I go to the printer to pick it up. And I see the guy whose cubicle is right next to the printer, right? With his foot up on his desk, his sock off. He was clipping his toenails, but he had diabetes. And it looked like he had gangrene, like a gangrenous foot. Like shit started to go pretty funky with his feet. Like you could tell, like he had not been taking care of himself. And the smell was like sweet rot. He was like this 40, he wasn't super old. He was like in his 40s, I guess. Curly black hair, but just was like the shape of a troll. A sweaty, disgusting troll who obviously does not have good hygiene habits. But that's the one thing I remember, off the top of my head. I've had multiple shitty coworkers. And, coworkers who weren't necessarily shitty, but just fucking strange. One of my first bosses when I got an adult job was this woman who seemed pretty normal. She was a large gal. But she seemed pretty normal. She had a kid and a husband and all that shit, right? And slowly, as she got more comfortable around me, she would start to let things leak out, right? Like, offhandedly talk about how a bunch of gay guys would snort coke off of her body when she was younger. And, this was a big, big gal. And, I worked at this company for, about 5 years. And during that time, she went from having, a normal family life to divorcing her husband and hooking up with a tranny whom she later married. Oh, and I found out she was never really married to her husband. It was like a common law situation. It was just one thing after another with her. For a while, she was a lesbian. Then she went back to being straight. And then I think she just got confused and was just like, fuck it. I'll just hook up with a tranny, get the best of both worlds going. All right, so I've had some strange coworkers, not necessarily horrible, but it was entertaining.
Hey, Tim, what's up? It's White Sword. My phone won't stop telling me that's your birthday, so I figured I'd call and say happy birthday, faggot.
Wow. White Sword has been a listener, I gotta say, probably from the very beginning of the podcast. Longtime listener. I'm surprised he's still listening to this stupidity.
Hey, Tim, it's Brendan from New York. I was just wondering, did you ever get a chance to see that new David Wayne, Michael Showalter, and Michael Ian Black movie that they came together?
No, I wanted to. I didn't. It didn't really come into theaters. At least maybe I missed it. I don't know. It was here and gone in a flash. But I saw that you can watch it now on Amazon Prime, or you can purchase it or something on iTunes. So I'm definitely going to spend the money. I love David Wayne and Michael Showalter and Michael Ian Black and all those guys. And, they did Wet Hot American Summer. So I definitely want, and it's one of my favorite movies. So that is something I definitely want to watch.
Apparently it didn't get great reviews, but last night I was watching it and it was so funny. Laughing hysterically.
Yeah, those movies never get good reviews.
Oh, my goodness.
You can't go by the reviews.
Judge Judy, isn't it, too?
Oh, really?
What are your thoughts? Have you seen it? Do you care?
No, I'm definitely... That's high on my list. I want to see that.
Okay, so sit back. Daddy's going to read you a book in the style of as though he has had a stroke. Here you go, Tim. This book is called Caps for Sale. All right, here we go, buddy. Lay back. Daddy's going to have a stroke while you read this. Why is it ever that pet of a cat? He says, let's take it away. He's tied. Can I wear on his back? Take care on top of his head. Well, you know,
I like the kid is too young to understand what a stroke is. Otherwise, it'd be kind of traumatizing.
Cat.
All right, Daddy's going to have a stroke now.
Three cats. A bunch of brown cats and a bunch of blue cats and all this. All of them are red cats.
This goes on for 2 minutes. I'm not going to.
Oh. Okay.
All right, thank you for the call. Thank you, everyone, for all the calls. Keep them coming. It's all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. It's no good.
Put their assholes like red and pink.
Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Spread the distortion, tell all your friends about the podcast. If you're sideshow freaks, I've got more Distorted View for you this week. If you're non-paying members, oh, you're shit out of luck. You have to wait till Monday. And no one should have to do that, so you should really sign up for the sideshow. If not, I will see you back on Monday to start a new week of programs. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Turn it inside out so I can see the part of you that's drifting over me. When I wake, you're never there. And when I sleep, you're everywhere.
You're everywhere.
So tell me how I got this far. So tell me why you're here and who you are. 'Cause every time I look, so tell me, do you see me?